For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Levi Multoman. Hundreds of mourners gathered Sunday to lay to rest a Missouri police officer who was fatally shot in the line of duty. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports St. Louis police officer Tamaris Bohannon was remembered as a family man and dedicated civil servant. The funeral event started with a procession from a funeral home to the St. Louis Cathedral Basilica. Bohannon was shot on August 29th by a gunman who barricaded himself inside somebody else's home on the south side of St. Louis. The 29-year-old married father of three died the following day. The Missouri State Park System is encouraging the public to attend a planning meeting for the future of the Katy Trail State Park's Midwestern section. The Columbia Missourian reports the Missouri Department of Natural Resources said in a September 5th news release that state park staff will answer questions and provide further information about the park and its operations. The meeting is scheduled for September 20th at the park's Roachport Trailhead. Missouri State Parks encourages attendees to follow social distancing guidelines and to wear face coverings while at the meeting. A new state law makes wearing a helmet optional for motorcycle riders. The Columbia Missourian reports that anyone who is at least 26 years old and has proper motorcycle insurance will be protected under the new law. Governor Mike Parsons signed the bill as part of a package of legislation back in July, after previously vetoing it in 2019 because of concerns with separate provisions within the bill. Before the law took effect on August 28th, Missouri required all motorcycle riders to wear a helmet. The Missouri Department of Transportation estimates that the state will see a 38% increase in fatalities and an economic loss of $9.1 million because of the helmet requirement's repeal. Missouri joins 31 other states that give some or all riders the right to ride without a helmet. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that criminal charges be dismissed against three men indicted over a duck boat sinking on a Missouri lake that killed 17 people two summers ago. Kansas City Public Radio reports that U.S. Magistrate Judge David Rush concluded Friday that charges should be dismissed because Table Rock Lake, where the boat sank in a storm, is not considered a navigable waterway under Admiralty law. A 47-count indictment unsealed in June of 2019 accused the general manager of the boat's operator, Ride the Ducks Branson, and the manager on duty with a variety of neglect and misconduct charges. An earlier indictment charged the boat's captain with failure to properly assess incoming weather before launching. I'm Levi Multoman, KBIA News, Columbia.